Mansa Musa's rider in race 6, number 10. It's Andrew Atkins. 6.10, Andrew Atkins. Still a couple to come for emergencies. 3.14 and 7.14. Just before we get going with our preview hour, Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade. It's on tomorrow week, March 3, to be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Sababeel, I Am Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy plenty of entertainment there. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipping Golden Slipper Winning Syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. It's Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 in the morning. You can RSVP at derbyracing.com or give them a call, 4648 0998. AFSL 333-244. Ron Duffacy is back with us. Duff, how was the lamb chop this morning?
Beautiful, Andrew, beautiful. Ready to go to the races now. I'll be ready to go.
Ready to go. Beautiful. We're just struggling to get a steward at this stage. I think Mark might be off, but as soon as we get a steward, we'll bring it to you. But Simon Dinopoulos is joining us from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Hard not to get excited about today. I think Blue Diamond Stakes Day, probably one of the better race days in Melbourne, and what a support card we have in Sydney. The Autumn Sun's back, the Silver Slipper's a ripper, and really looking forward to getting into it this afternoon for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Has it impacted you? I mean, we've gone heavy eight, just heavy eight yesterday, into a soft seven. Have you tinkered much?
I haven't tinkered too much. I think I've sort of lent away. Generally, I found a lot of races today, a lot of horses are first up, so I've lent towards the horses who have come back and had that run, and then so if there was to be more rain, I wasn't too concerned doing the form. So that's how I approached it earlier in the week, but always a bit disappointing when we are racing on a rain-affected track. But I think scratchings-wise, we've held up pretty well and haven't had to tinker too much. So I was disappointed to see Dyslexic scratch, but certainly going to follow her wherever she goes first up.
Righto. Philip Dingwall joins us from the Racing New South Wales Stewards Department. Morning to you, Phil.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. At least out that way. It's a bit more rain coastal, but out at Rose Hill, it's pretty clear at the moment.
Yes, and hopefully it might dry up. But I know it's a bit of a breeze, so hopefully that'll all go well for a good day's racing.
Righto, what have you got for us?
The first event, Burning Crown, was a change of tactics to be closer to its last up for a spell. It was slow away on that occasion and just couldn't bridge the gap at the end of the race. Look, at a recent try, led all the way, and today, all things being equal, it should be on pace, and as it was when it won on debut, winning by 6 lengths. Just going to the second race, the Silver Slipper, Time to Rain, travelled wide and without cover. First up at Warwick Farm, and the rider on that occasion was advised that he had erred and not been positive early. Going to the third race, Andrew Ghostly race wide without cover throughout the events at his last start, and it settled closer from a wide draw and had no luck on that occasion at Rose Hill. Today he's up on trip and from a wide gate may be ridden conservatively as he was when running third to Smart Edge some time ago, and he finished off well from last position. And just finally, in the final event, race 9, she knows a post-race examination revealed no abnormalities when resuming last start. She wasn't beaten fast first up, and it's worth noting that the mare's second up stats plus her wet track form are quite good. That's about the wrap from the stewards room, Andrew.
Good on you, Phil. Hope it's a quiet day out there.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Philip Dingwall there from the stewards. So Ron and Simon are here, and so too is Tab's Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Simon. A little bit disappointed with the rain, but wait, you're supposed to run on all sorts of surfaces and all sorts of conditions. Shouldn't really matter that, should it?
No, it shouldn't. How much, I know we'll get to race too shortly, but the build-up to it has been enormous. Has it been the same on the punt?
No. No,
I've been quiet.
No, it's a pretty quiet betting race, realistically. Okay. Put it this way, You know, they want to be on two runners in particular, Tussaud and Ferretti, but, you know, for the hype and the build-up to the race, I would have thought it would have been a much more vigorous betting race, and that tells me that they're not really assured of what they want to do, put it that way. It's still one of the larger holds on the day, but I would have thought it would have been a much, much better betting race. We'll put it this way. The seventh race on the card is holding more money than what the Silver Slipper is.
Okay. Well, we'll help our listeners and viewers with that through this hour. Let's get cracking with them.
That horse you were talking about before, Bellevue Hill, is 100-1 chance in the slipper that won yesterday. And probably a good segue, Simon, for a big day in a couple of weeks' time at the National Press Club, where a couple of learned gentlemen will be discussing the Black Opal form at the Carbine Club luncheon.
Hang on. Who's doing this?
I'd say Simon Dinopoulos and Glenn Munsey.
Oh, please. Oh. Duff, what about this?
Well, they get Canberra, you get Albury, and poor old Ronnie Duff, as he gets nothing.
Oh,
well, you get a lamb. or you get a lamb chop and an egg.
That's it. Simple. Yeah.
Well, I thought, Ronnie, you would have been, you know, interviewed this morning. We interviewed Matt Jenkins, got a, you know, runner in a just an ordinary Group 1 race at, you know, at Caulfield. You've got a runner in a Benchmark 70 race at Darwin today. No one wants to come and talk to you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Anyway.
Yeah. No one wants to talk to me either. No one
well,
wants to talk
got
to
no
me.
No trotters, either. Have you, tonight?
I have. I've got two tonight in a derby heap. We've got a raging favourite, Glenn. So
they're the ones you want, Andrew. No wonder the extensions on the house are going so good.
Yeah. All right, let's get going here. Tab Highway is the first at 10-1.
Yeah, good luck to all the Tab employees there with Andrassy Avenue. And we had a Tab employee, Nick Wood, had a winner last night with Boomtown Rat at Canterbury. Got winners everywhere, the Tab. Right, this is a Class 2 event today, the Tab Highway of 1,100 metres. So we start with Mr. Tyndall, who's a $34 chance. Burning Crown, odds on. We've got a few of them today at $1.70. Gumshoe is at $4.20. Sunlit with the blinkers on at $19. Bedtime Stories is a $34 chance. Caprera, here we go. Blinkers on, but the bar plates come off on the front. The earmuffs pre-race come off. It's a $7 chance. Zardoro at $13. Prince Jacko is a $51 chance. Heaven on Earth at $23. On Settling Down at $61. Waldo Waldorf is a $126 chance. And I'm a Jewel, with the muffs will be pre-race only. Winkers on and the nose roll off is an $81 chance. Burning Crown, the best supported runner here, went up 190. Had to be good to get it. 190. They got into 165. Has gone back to 170. Was back to 190 in the early bird promotion yesterday. Three times the amount of money on it to Caprera, who's been 6 into 550, back to 7. Gave 9 in the early bird yesterday. And third pick is Gumshoe, who's been 440 out to 5 into 420, and it was a $5 chance yesterday in the early bird promotion.
And Gumshoe's on the backup after winning at Port Macquarie. Is it the leader, Simon?
Yeah, I think all eyes on Burning Crown here early, Andrew. If he begins well, he certainly has the speed to lead these. But he can do a bit wrong at the barriers. So interesting to see what happens there. But Gumshoe also obviously presses forward. Bedtime Stories, I'm a Jewel, and Caprera shouldn't be too far away. 1,100 metres, they should roll along, Ron.
Yeah, I'm convinced they'll roll along. And like you said, it's all revolves around how this favourite jumps. The different maps have got him in different positions. But one thing's for sure, if he jumps, he's going to be in the firing line. Look, he looks a pretty good prospect, doesn't he? His only defeat was in the wet, I concede that. But he didn't have any luck at all, and it was raining on the day that day. So he was only beaten 1.9. He was absolutely brilliant winning that recent trial. And be interesting to see if they want to stretch him up and give him a go at the distance of the country championships. That's anyway. Well,
Sue Grill said during the week, no.
No, definitely no.
She thinks it's a 1,200 metre horse at best at the moment.
Okay. So does that mean a definite no?
Well, by the sounds of it, what she said the other day, I wouldn't be putting my money on it in the country championship, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a big money race when you're thinking this next run's going to be for about 50 grand or something. Anyway, two on top, Burning Crown. Very interesting horse this, Caprera. First up for nearly a year. His trials, they've travelled him to Warwick Farm to trial him twice. And he's looked the part. He's obviously a bit of a rat. But if you judge him on his trials, he's got a rough open knockout chance here. If you judge him by the market, well, he can't win because there's not a bean for him. Gumshoe third pick on a quick backup, very sharp. I think Mr. Tindall will run a race number one for the first four players. 2-6-3-1.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very deep highway. I've gone against Burning Crown. Just the one query for me, when you see a horse win a trial by as much as he did, close to 10 lengths, only 12 days ago, just a bit of a question mark for me how much he left on the track that day. So generally want to oppose those horses, but not a real deep race. I lent the way of Caprera first up, as Ronnie touched on, for close to a year. I think he's got the ability. The bar plates come off, which is a big tick for me. Gets the blinkers on, but yeah, no support for him in the market. But I thought he got in well at the weights and want to lean his way from number two, Burning Crown. Just don't want to take odds on about a horse first up on a wet track when they reckon 1,200 will see him out. So a bit of a question mark for me on a wet track here, but obviously respect him. Number three, Gumshoe, racing well, should be on speed, being it for a long way. And number seven, Zadoro, the best of the rest. But lean the way of Caprera in the first, my numbers 6, 2, 3 and 7.
Darren Flindell calling all the action at Rose Hill. He likes Burning Crown in the first for Tommy Berry, number two, to beat 7, 3 and 9. 2, 7, 3 and 9 for race one. Well, here we are with this second race, Glenn, the Shandon S Silver Slipper.
Yeah, and what a race it is. Only a field of seven, which has been the average number of starters in the Silver Slipper over about the last 6 or 7 years. We'll start here with Time to Rain, who's an $11 chance. McLaren, who'll have earmuffs in the pre-race only at $5. To Sort at $1.80. Chicago Bull at 12. Cardiff at 23. Born a Warrior at 10. And Ferretti is a $5 chance. Slightly more money for To Sort than for Ferretti. To Sort went up 160, got all the way out to 195 in the early bird promotion yesterday. It's been back into 180 when that was over. It sat at 180 now for quite a few hours. It's the most popular runner this morning, but there's a round of drinks so far invested today. Ferretti went up as much as 11 in the all-in market, 7 in the final field market, is into 5 now. It was a $6 chance yesterday in the all-in market. It carries the largest individual bet on the race of 5,000 at $6.50. And third pick is actually Time to Rain, who's been 8 out to 11, was $17 yesterday in the early bird promotion. Changes to Sort now $1.90. $1.90 now to Sort and favourite in the Silver Slipper.
Have they altered the other stay five?
McLaren stayed 5, Ferretti stayed 5, Born a Warrior stayed 10, Time to Rain stayed 11, Chicago Bull stayed 12, Cardiff stayed 23. So no changes.
Absolutely.
190. Well, they're 124 they're entitled to. Yeah, there should be about 117 at the moment.
Well, the writing's on the wall, you might get evens.
Yeah, could well do. Simon, who takes it up here?
Yeah, that's the big question. Ferretti, obviously, drawn the inside, they'll want to hold, certainly, so they'll kick up. He's got speed. Cardiff, they won't want to hold him back. He's drawn wide. McLaren's got speed. Chicago Bull and Born a Warrior. So I'd say Ferretti's the most likely to lead. Cardiff landing outside. Born a Warrior and Chicago Bull track. But then McLaren's left in no man's land. So the one thing I'm sure of is Tussaud will just let it all unfold in front of him, Ron.
Yeah, the map's intriguing. I think Ferretti will hand up because they wanted to ride him quiet in that latest trial. So I think it's all about, as Peter said, we're not going to take the speed out of McLaren. So I think Time to Rain, because Gary said he's got a lead last time. So I say, everyone's got a different opinion here. I say Time to Rain crosses, drags McLaren across, and then Cardiff goes around as well to sit outside Time to Rain and gives McLaren the 1-1 with Ferretti, Born a Warrior just there, and has a look at them all and does what he likes. great race. I'm a fan of Ferretti. I know it's not an easy task taking on the cream of the crop here at your first start, but he's had a good grounding. He's run fast time in both trials. He's getting into rock bottom odds now considering the circumstances, but I have to go the line with him. Geez, the disciples of Tass to Sort are nearly putting their hand in their pocket. As soon as he hits that evens, I think they'll line up and say, well, we'll take the risk on his fitness because he's huge wraps on him, and obviously he is a very, very good colt. And if he wins this today, we're going to be looking at a very short price Golden Slipper favourite.
You couldn't get $1.90 before we turned it out. You can get it in six different places now.
Yeah, well, the sheep, they all follow.
Oh, no, robots, Ronnie.
the robots.
Yeah, the robots.
McLaren, lovely colt, got the job done. A lot of work's gone into him. And he's going to be wound right up for this today. And Six Born a Warrior, wow. Well, he ran 1.8 seconds quicker than to saw it on the same day. So, that doesn't really mean a lot, but it certainly tells you he improved from one trial to the next. 7, 3, 2, and 6.
Yeah, what a race, isn't it? I think the Slipper winner is engaged in this. I don't think there's any star power down in Melbourne. So, well, interesting to see who does come out of it today on top, but with Tussaud, obviously keen on his chances. He's a top-rated two-year-old at this stage. Very much looking forward to him returning. Not an easy thing for him to do. Rose Hill 1100, and I guess the map is interesting, but most people would have him back towards the rear. So never easy winning from that position. And agree, Ronnie, if he's able to beat him today, I don't think they're going to be able to turn the tables on him heading towards the Slipper. In regards to his fitness, he's only got one more run before the grand final, so suggests he's going to be fairly forward. And the fact J-Mac stays in Sydney to ride him is as good a push as you're going to get. So keen on Tussaud today, and if we get black odds, more than happy to have a bet for sure. Number 2, McLaren, I think is the danger. Did enough on debut, given he did so much wrong and by all reports paraded very poorly. So big watch on him second up today. Number 7, Ferretti. The wraps are huge. He is, by all reports, their best two-year-old in the stable. Just the one query for me is two trials over the short course. Would have liked to have seen him over 900 or 1,000. So that's the one little question mark for me. And number 6, Born a Warrior. Obviously, Team Hawks have held him back for this race, which is as good a tick as any. So has to be respected. But I think Tussaud, he's a top two-year-old before today, and I think he will be after today. My numbers 3, 2, 7 and 6.
Remarkable in a small field like this. The three guys that we're getting tips from, they're all different. Duff's gone the 7. Simon's gone the 3, and Darren Flindell's gone 6, Born a Warrior to win for Hawks Racing. 6, 3, 7, and 2 are the tips from Darren in race number 2. So much to unfold there at 1:30. Race 3, Glenn, it's the Rand Vet here. Couple of scratchings this morning.
Yeah, benchmark 78 over 1,350 metres. Mapmaker, the toppy here, is a $23 chance. Thy Kingdom come at $5.50. Top Me Up out, no deduction. Ghostly at 21. Oriental Runner at 11. So Spirited with the bar plates on the front at $31. We've got Archidemus is a $3.40 chance. I Got You at $8.50. Star of the Seas at 6. Coterie with the blinkers off at $5.50. Prometheus is a $16 chance. Signore Fox came out yesterday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Grimoire ran last night at Canterbury. Out, no deduction. Sedition at $31. And I Want to Be a Jeep is out, no deduction. Slightly more money for Star of the Seas here than there is for Archidemus. Archidemus has gone 3 to 350. Bet 420 in the early bird. That's what the type of advantage you've got betting in those early bird promotions between 12 and 8 on a Friday. There's $4.20 to $3.40 chance. And third pick would be I Got You, who's probably the best firm in the race. $16 first up market Wednesday. Now an $8.50 chance.
And Simon, Mapmaker, one of the leaders, has drawn terrible here.
Yeah, hopefully. I think with I Want to Be a Jeep makes his job a bit easier coming out. So should be able to track across. Oriental Runner and Thy Kingdom Come also press over. So they might have to do a bit of work if they really want to get to the front on him. But he's possibly able to slot in. Coterie and Archidemus, from a map perspective, drawn the inside, they press up and probably get the ones drawn outside to do a bit of work to cross, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. It's a major... Oriental Runner's life so much better without I Want to Be a Jeep there, and those horses should get across there, I would have thought. Mapmaker and Thy Kingdom Come. I'm a fan of Coterie here. I thought he did enough first up there in the $1 million sprint. I know he goes straight to 1350 here, but the blinkers come off. There's no Fiestas or Estijabs in this race, so I don't think he can do anything bar run well, and Sam will ride him well. And he's come back well, Sam Clipperton, hasn't he? 9, Star of the Seas, lightly raced improver. I think he's heading in the right direction. He savaged the line there at 1,000 on the Kensington track. Being by Ocean Park, you'd expect he'd get up to a mile later on. So I think he's going to be putting his number in the frame somewhere here. Academus, no knock at all. He's a likeable horse. He's got a good-looking record. He's got a 9 lengths heavy track win to his credit. The only time he's been on the soft, although he won a soft six at Wyong maybe one day. But he's an interesting horse. But I just think well found up in class today, but goes in. And this Kiwi I got you adds a lot of interest here. He's got some nice form lines in New Zealand. And when you look at that Caulfield run, it was an absolute beauty over an unsuitable distance. And that money suggests that he's here and and well fancied. 10, 9, 7 and 8, good race.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Coterie, I think he should be favourite in this race. He clearly brings the best form into it, as he touched on, running into Fiesta and Estajab first up. Already seen two runners come out of the race for two winners. He's drawn just to get the lovely Suck run in behind them, and he'll certainly relish the step up to 1350. On his home track, if he can improve on his first up performance, he's going to be right in the finish. I think the danger is number 7, Arcademus, but certainly well found. The one query with me with these horses heading towards the provincial championships, or horses heading towards the country championships, he's 4 weeks from the qualifier at Kembla, so likely to have another run, just whether they back off him a bit off his first up run now. So happy to take those horses on until they get to their grand finals. Number 9, Star of the Seas, don't like the preparation, kicked off over 1,000, but Jeezy savaged the line well late, jumps to 1350 second up and gets Kieran McAvoy. So a bit to like, just a little knock on the preparation, but can't knock his talent. And number 2, Thy Kingdom Come. James certainly knows him well, won both attempts aboard the Galloper. I think it's easy for him to get across now with I Want to Be a Jeep and shouldn't be too far away. But confident Coterie brings the best form. He should be hard to beat. My numbers 10, 7, 9 and 2.
Darren Flindelgo, Star of the Seas, going to 1350 second up. 9 on top to beat 10, 7 and 5. 9, 10, 7 and 5 for Darren in race number 3. And don't forget today, through the tab, the bonus bet offers the first 6 races at Rose Hill, as well as Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide. So you've got it all there, the bonus bets for races 1 to 6, particularly at Rose Hill as we preview it. Back in a moment to look at race 4, the Schweppes.
Well, they're back. Dynamics indications. Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start from Exceline. Trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
The 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale Catalogue is out now. 800 yearlings, including progeny of I Am Invincible, Snitzel and Fastnet Rock. At the renovated Oaklands Melbourne, March 3 to 6, inglis.com.au.
Hi, Tarek Sims from the Dragons here. Be there as the St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the 36th annual West Fund Charity Shield, kicking off in Mudgee this March. Tickets starting from $15 with family passes also available.
With the Mudgee Show and Rodeo on Friday night, the Charity Shield on Saturday and the Country Championships qualifier on Sunday, it's sure to be an action-packed weekend. Tickets at Ticketek. Contact Mudgee Visitor Centre for accommodation details.
See you Saturday, March 2nd at Glen Willow Stadium, Mudgee.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Last year's crop of 2-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts 6 individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au. This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
We're back on Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos and the Tabs, Glenn Munsey. Sedition, the rider we needed in race 3, number 14, is Adam Hieronymus. Race 3, number 14, Adam Hieronymus. We're waiting for Insensata, race 7, number 14. Well, Munsey had a break. They had a break. Munsey's come back, and they've come back. They've come back in all their glory, Glenn.
Yes, welcoming back one of the long-term and very, very valued sponsors of the ATC and also racing right around the country. Of course, it is Schweppes, the manufacturer of that great little drop in Pepsi Max, and they're back sponsoring a race on the program today. It's race number four, first leg of the Big Six today, and it is the Schweppes Handicap, a three-year-old event here over 1,500 metres, and what apt that number one in the Schweppes is a sense of occasion, because that's what it is today, welcoming them back at $81. Blinkers off today for sense of occasion. One Foot in Heaven has come back as a gelding today at $23. McCreary at $17. Morton's Fork at $14. Mask of Time is a $16 chance. Shraro, I'll go with that as a pronunciation. I'm as close as I can get, but no doubt Jamie Lovett will give me a message if I've got it wrong, at $23. Seaway is the $1.70 favourite. All Too Soon at $7. Just Shine, now Jason Collett to ride at 54 if required, one over at $23. And New Universe is a $5 chance. Well, all about Seaway here, tick over half the investment on the race. Did go up 230 on Wednesday, had to be good to get it. It's now 170 after being 185 in the early bird yesterday, and it's a very, very long way in front of New Universe.
Give us the speed map here, Simon.
Yeah, guessing, Andrew, to be honest. There doesn't look any speed. Seaway's obviously one first up and fit, so I guess they press forward with him. They won't want to obviously concede a start to the horses first up. Mask of Time, possibly fresh and All Too Soon if she begins well, but yeah, no speed here, Ron.
Yeah, I think you nailed that. I remember Mask of Time in a very slowly run. Coonji taking the option to go forward to lead, and he got a dividend that day, so I thought if he jumped and... Look, Seaway, considering the circumstances, 53 kilos, strong rolling type of horse, you'd expect there's no other option but to take the race by the scruff of the neck. Look, he looks beautifully placed here, Seaway, but I just think the market's the market's found him at $1.70. Look, I'm just gambling on Timmy Clark giving this mare a real dig in the ribs at the start here and not giving away her barrier. Like, if she ends up three or four back the fence, she's got none here All Too Soon. But I think if she can sort of keep in that, hold that third, the rail position here, I think it'll switch her on, especially 1,500 first up. Sting out of the ground, vital for her as far as the 1,500 is concerned. I'd rather be gambling on her each way than taking the $1.70, the favourite. I'll put her on top All Too Soon to beat Seaway, who's the obvious danger. He's got a new lease of life, new universe. He's very fit. He's going well. He's got his nice draw just to switch him off. He just can get a little bit hot-headed there, but hopefully if they slow up here, he doesn't get on the bit and charge. But he seems to have learnt, and he's put three runs together now, so he could be back on track. Morton's Fork is the other one. James said maybe half a run short here, but he does race well at Rose Hill. 8, 7, 10, and 4.
Impossible for me to get away from Seaway on all weights and measures here. He's clearly the horse to beat. Obviously, the Autumn Sun's task a lot easier with Gem Song and Royal Celebration coming out. But prior to them being scratched, I thought of the odds-on favourites. He's the one you'd want to side with. I thought he'd be the most likely. His win first up was very impressive at the course and distance, since kept ticking over with a trial, and confirmed his performance in the Queensland Guineas when only narrowly beaten. Takes on a few nice horses here, resuming, but the fact are they are resuming and he's much better suited. So clearly on top from number 10, New Universe. Good to see him confirm that level of performance two back when dominant at Randwick last out at Warwick Farm. I thought he closed off well. He's racing consistently. I think his shapes is possibly the only danger here. Number 6, Shra Ro. Interesting horse, obviously heading towards the Sydney Cup, but they can sprint well fresh for the Chris Wallace stable, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him measure up. And All Too Soon, she mixed her form last time in, but when she's right, she's certainly more than up to this. Just what she brings to the table first up is the query, but yeah, found it very hard to get away from Seaway here. My numbers 7, 10, 6 and 8.
Yeah, same for Darren Flindell. He's gone Seaway, number 7, to beat 2, 3 and 10. 7, 2, 3 and 10 in the Schweppes. Race number 4. Well, outside the Shandon S Silver Slipper, most intrigue is about the Autumn Sun coming back to racing today in the Hobartville. There's been a lot of discussion about the trials and the like. Let's preview it, Glenn, starting with the prices.
Yeah, well, he's $1.40, Autumn Sun. Of course, he went up $1.50. There was one bet of 40,000 on him at $1.50. He got to $1.55. He got to $1.65 in the early bird promotion yesterday. That was before Royal Celebration came out. But he's $1.40 now, the Autumn Sun. Bondi is at $7.50. Gem Song came out on Thursday, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Royal Celebration out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Pakiri with blinkers on at $71. Vega Days with winkers off at $4.40. Purple Sector is an $11 chance. Bucafellas is a scratching no deduction. And Rancho Notorious at $126. That is a fresh market now, and already this morning Vega Days has been $4.60 into $4.40 in that market there. In the original market, it was one-way truck for the Autumn Sun, as I said. $1.50 out to $1.55 was back into $1.40. And that was before Bucafellas came out this morning. Vega Days was the second pick there, about 1/20th what had gone on the Autumn Sun.
So with the scratching of Bucafellas, number 8, who takes it up here? Is this harder than the speed map for the Schweppes?
I think it looks pretty straightforward now with those scratchings. Certainly Royal Celebration was an intriguing one for me from a speed map perspective. But now Vega Days just leads, and Bondi lands outside the lead. The Autumn Sun won't want to give away his draw there, and it looks pretty straightforward, Ron, now.
Very straightforward, yep. No one will. Timmy gets to judge it how he wants it, whether he wants to roll, whether he wants to slow ride up, whatever he thinks suits him the best, that's what he'll be doing, because there'll be no challenges, although, you know, he wouldn't do something silly there, would he, Rancho Notorious? I wouldn't think so. Look, just with the scratchings, he's impossible to get away from. Like I said, I'm not going to be repetitive here. Couldn't possibly back him, but I couldn't possibly tip the horse's left here to beat him as well. Look, everyone seems... There's so much pressure on this horse, and everyone seems so calm except for the punters. So that makes me think, no, everything's rosy with him. If things weren't rosy with him, he wouldn't be running. Simple as that. One on top, the Autumn Sun. 6 Vega Days. He just hasn't put a foot wrong, has he? In all 3 starts, he takes control, he sprints. And it's going to be wow when he does sprint, but then class may prevail over the last 200 metres here. 7 Purple Sector, loved his first up run. I'm just waiting for him third up a mile, maybe just to spec him in a Randwick Guineas or something, but still, don't undersell him here. And Bondi, Pete seems pretty happy with him. Just no wet form, just made me hesitate. Well, he hasn't been tried on the wet. 1, 6, 7, and 2.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, Ronnie, what 6 months can do. To think that some people would entertain a, you know, benchmark 72 horse given the Autumn Sun a bit of a scare first up, just shows his trials. I'm similar. I'm sort of on the fence. I wasn't taken by them, although, it, you know, would have seen more from him. But the fact is he's got that much on these at the set weights. It's not funny. So I honestly would have tipped Gem Song to beat him today.
I had his number in the frame as far as tipping is concerned, but anyway, we're exactly the same.
Yeah, I think the one thing for me would be disappointing is the lack of 3-year-olds in the Hobartville today. Last year, obviously, was a very strong addition, but obviously the Autumn Sun is all-star power, so hoping he comes back, because you want to see these. We need our stars in the game, so he should be very hard to beat, all things being equal. Number 6, Vega Days, how can you knock him? Obviously 3 from 3, but the Autumn Sun's going to come a lot harder than Adana did last start. Number 2, Bondi, I think he's going to be in it for a long way. He just lands outside the lead. He's racing well. I'm not sure about him on a wet track here today, but I can't see him not running well here, Bondi. And number 7, Purple Sector, certainly caught the eye first up, and if we were keen on Gem Song, you've got to respect him as well. But, yeah, hard to tip, obviously, against the Autumn Sun, but, yeah, I won't be taking the price. My numbers 1, 6, 2, and 7.
Just thinking, if he would have just rushed down the outside and won that trial, everyone's raving, oh, he's back, what price would he have been in this race? $1.10?
I don't think, with a similar field, including Gem Song and Royal Celebration?
No, with what we're left with here.
Well, what you're left with, he charges down the outside, wins that trial, he probably goes up $1.30. With Gem Song and Royal Celebration in the race, he'd probably now be $1.20.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you just want to get the trial, he'd be $1.20 chance at least. That'd be top odds. So
I think if he didn't do your trial form and you saw $1.40, to be honest, I think you'd be thinking that's overs off his Caulfield Guineas.
I'm actually starting, even though I'm all down talking him here. Yeah. I'm actually thinking he's a good price.
Yeah, like no.
You want to have a bet now?
No, I don't want to have a bet.
Go on, thrill seeker.
No,
you love the odds on it.
Very rarely will I ever take odds on it, and but with a champion, you do think well they're gonna run. But I want to. I'd rather take $1.40 him second up after seeing him first up. To tell you
the truth. Yeah, exactly. I'll take $1.40 him again.
Yeah.
Hey, Munns, just keep an eye on Duff as we approach time, and it's $1.60 or something. I reckon he's nearly the head start.
No,
the
you know what? Then I'd be very worried about him. I'd be very if he starts $1.60, I'm very worried about him.
Now everyone's saying, you know, oh, you worry about his trial. Here's his trial efforts from day one: first of 5 Rose Hill, first of 6 Warwick Farm, third of 10 Rose Hill, first of 7 Ramwick, third of 9 Ramwick, and then. You look, last time he ran 7th of 8 in a trial and 4th of 8 in a trial. This time 7th of 9 and 4th of 9. Hmm. Right? So, you know, people say, oh, you know, you don't know what you're looking at trials. He trialed fantastic. Yeah, but go back over his whole career. He hasn't trialed like he did. Like, when they give him a squeeze and a horse comes past it and goes past it, when you've looked at trials for a long while, you say, could have gone a little bit better.
Yeah, look, it could have, but the thing when you go back and look, that was Sprite, and she can rattle off a 10 sectional Sprite. She went past him like he was nailed to the ground. He just got a little bit lost there. So I want to be a little bit forgiving as far as that was a very fast sectional that they got past him there.
Yeah. And but it's still, a completely different race with Gem Song and Royal Celebration not there now.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
All right, Darren likes 1 to beat 6-2 and 7. 1, 6, 2 and 7. A lot of intrigue around the Autumn Sun. The Hobartville at 3:15. Let's move because we are starting to, you know, spark of life. Race number 6. It's due at 10 to 4, and it's the first leg of the quaddy today. Glenn, projected pool 600,000.
Yeah, the spark of life. That's the name of the front bar at the Royal Hotel in Wyong. Alan Denham's favourite haunt there. The morning to Frank and Marnie. Spin here in the spark of life is a scratching. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Ragged Rascal is a $16 chance. The August ran last night. The deduction, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. So taken, $3.40 in favourite. Golden Tycoon, James McDonald, permission to ride a half over at 54.5. If required, it's a $7 chance. Roosevelt at $5.50. The Tenor came out Friday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Wagner came out Friday, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Ballers at 5. Mansa Musa. Who's our rider there, Andrew?
Mansa Musa, Andrew Atkins.
Andrew Atkins with a tongue tie on is a $9.50 chance. Invictus Salute.
Andrew Atkins has got the tongue tie on or
yes,
the horse?
Yes, I wish I had one on, people would say. Invictus Salute at $11. Morning, Andy. She's Furline out this morning, no deduction. Spiritual Pursuit at 11. Prophet's Thumb with a tongue tie on at 13. And the soloist is out. People's trying to putting. He's still got Ouvray in. Best supported runner here is So Taken already this morning. Is 4 into 3:40. And second pick is Golden Tycoon. Third pick is Baller.
How's the pace in the spark of life?
Yeah, it looks fairly strong, Andrew. We got a few scratchings, but didn't lose any of the speed. So Baller drawn the inside. Probably sees him either take it up or take a sit. Golden Tycoon, Mansa Musa and Spiritual Pursuit all have speed. Invictus Salute, the interesting one for me, Ronnie. Do they press forward or how do you read it?
Look, good question. Look, there's a few scratchings now, so there's only 10 runners left. So I don't know what they're thinking there. They just might have to come out, have a look for 100 metres and then make a decision. All depends how the track's playing. If it's playing, you know, towards the middle of the track, I think they'll be handy just to travel maybe 3 wide with cover. But this is a very interesting race. You know, it's some beautiful trialers first up. So there's always that question mark, how forward are they? Will they handle the going? It looks a quick enough race on paper. I'm left with Golden Tycoon here. I think he's... I loved his last trial. I was intrigued that they put the blinkers on him and then took them off him on come race day. But Greg explained that this morning. He just may have fired up a little bit too much and wanted to sweat up in the blinkers. But I think they might be up the sleeve for another day, personally. But I just... A form around his couple of runs last preparation is good. He's talking him up like, oh, no, he's too good for the provincial championships. He's a group horse. So we'll find out today. I want to be with him, to tell you the truth. Just the great uncertainty of the wet track, that worries me. Nine Baller. Well, James is tipping the old man's horse there, so there must be a good rap on it. He's a nice enough horse, isn't he? And he is in form, Anthony. His horses are all racing so well. So Taken, it's the go-to horse because of the run back and the heavy track win. So there's no ifs and buts about its form. Best of the rest is Roosevelt, sitting off a hot speed here, launching down the middle late. I would have tipped Invictus Salute from a better draw on a drier track. I just love what I see from the trials, and there's so many other angles you could take here. Ragged Rascal won this distance first up at big odds last prep, and who knows? But 5, 9, 4, 6, a good race.
Yeah, better day for me in this. Very keen on So Taken. Interesting to see I get a good trim up this morning. Still better than the price I've got a mark. I've got a clear favourite, 275. So clearly the best of the day for me. She returned. She went to the paddock in good form, dominant winner on the Kenzo, and then she took another step forward at Warwick Farm first up. Her sectionals were very good there. And the fact is, 6 of 9 of her rivals, they're all first up, and she's had the run back. And the form she produced first up is better or equal to everything of her rivals this afternoon. So very, very keen if she can take another step forward here this afternoon. I think the danger is number 6, Roosevelt. Notably started favourite to beat Diplomatico, or equal favourite in the Brian Crowley. Obviously didn't turn up there, but won like Farlap on a heavy track at Warwick Farm the start prior. Interesting to hear from James saying, I think he wanted to see him do more in his recent trial, if I heard that right. But look, yep. He's a talent, 2 from 5, and I think he gets the race run to suit, so he's a big watch for me. Number 9, Baller, again, how do you knock him? Bumped into a really smart one in Zalate prior to a break, and Baller reports being trained differently this time in, more of a sprinter. His most recent trial was very good, should press forward. And number 11, Invictus Salute, I agree, Ronnie, just a query, obviously, it's a draw, but she looks to have come back very, very well. But all over So Taken here. The fact she's had that run back leaves her in very good stead. So my numbers 4, 6, 9 and 11.
Yeah, Darren Flindell is with So Taken as well, number 4, to beat 9, 14 and 11. 4, 9, 14 and 11. Back with a guy shortly to have a look at the last three races today. It'll be race 7, the Millie Fox. Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade. It's on tomorrow week, March 3, at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Written Tycoon, Exceed and Excel, Savabeel, I Am Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy all the entertainment. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. It begins at 10:30 Sunday week, tomorrow week. RSVP at derbyracing.com or give them a call, 4648 0998. AFSL 333 244.
You've seen the plans, and the new fit out for your cafe will look amazing. Now you just need to figure out how to pay for it all. You should call On Deck. We're the small business loan specialists. On Deck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier tomorrow. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10. Free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing this Blue Diamond Stakes Day, TAB's got you covered. Place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield, Rose Hill and Eagle Farm. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys.
it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe. First time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 ATG Sydney Sales. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts six individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Three races to go in our Racing HQ preview with Ron and Simon. TAB's Glenn Munsey is with us. Glenn, take us through race seven, the Millie Fox.
Yeah, quickly, to sort, watch Andrew at the 195 to sort. Ferretti into 480. McLaren out to six in the Chandonnais silver slipper. But race seven, the Millie Fox here. We start with Savvy Cope. Yes, Savvy Cope, because Mr. Copeland is the owner. And with the bit lifter off, it's a $31 chance. Daisy Doom at $12. Champagne Cuddles at $6. Lover Lover at $26. Cool Passion is a $6.50 chance. Egyptian Symbol at $15. I Am Serious, $3.40 in favourite. White Moss with a barrier blanket on today at $51. Moss Trip at $6. Is Timmy giving us a weather forecast later on?
Yes, he is. 10 o'clock.
Oh, beautiful. Get on your
10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep. Savatiano is a $5.50 chance. Jamaican Rain came out Thursday, running in Melbourne. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Epidemic, out no deduction. Dyslexic, out no deduction. Insensata, 51. In Good Time at 23. Luskin Tire Lass, out no deduction. Punters have narrowed it down to two runners here, two runners only. Two-thirds of the total investment is on I Am Serious and Savatiano, and a long way away is Egyptian Symbol and Champagne Cuddles.
Rider to come for Insensata. In Good Time here, Simon, is Tim Clark.
Yeah, and speed for me is a bit tricky here. Cool Passion, they'll probably want to press forward from that draw. In Good Time, you touched on, Andrew, looks to press forward as well, but then got plenty of question marks out wide. Luskin Tire Lass, White Moss, Daisy Doom, Champagne Cuddles. They can all press forward if they want to, but I'm not sure what does eventuate, Ron.
Yeah, I'm the same. Actually, did Luskin Tire Lass get a run here, or is it out, Glenn?
It's out.
It's out.
It got a run, and it's out.
Okay, they've pulled it out. So that just takes the... Well, if there's any pressure out wide here, I think I Am Serious will be in. Haven't you seen us, Charles? It's got to be on the speed, hasn't it? I just think she... There's a few on-pace runners, but no designated leader here. So I don't know what to think of the map, but I agree. Cool Passion, who probably pulled a bit in a slowly run race in Good Time, up to 1,300 will be there. And maybe Daisy Doom, nice and fresh. She just rides how she's travelling. But I think this favourite will be in the box seat, if not a lot closer than what everyone thinks here, the way she's trialled. She looks back, soft track, no issue. I think she's in outstanding form without seeing her on the track this prep. I have to save on Savatiano, although that price is gone now. She's won three races fresh, and she's a good mare who looked really sharp in that trial. I must say, hard-heeled, hard to read, but you just had to love it. Moss Trip is a beauty. And the wet's no issue with her, just that she's off a longer break, but she's the big improver out of this race, and I'm expecting good things from her. And Cool Passion's the one out of that last race, out of the Breeders' Classic. She's the one I want to isolate out of that race. 7, 10, 9 and 5.
Same first four for me, Ronnie, slightly different order. I length away of Moss Trip. I know she returns from a lengthy break, as you touched on, but like the fact she was ridden to find the line in her most recent trial when she won there. She's got a great record. She won two or three first up. And with the speed map up in the air, from the inside draw, she obviously is a noted backmarker. But hoping Brenton can get her a bit closer to the speed here, because it doesn't... I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of pressure here, or it could go the other way. Not sure, but I think she's certainly got the talent. She's well placed at the weights. I'll lean her way. From number five, Cool Passion, I think she's the one who probably gets all the favours. And thought she did enough first up when beaten behind Champagne Cuddles. I think she can improve sharply off that second up and should be in it for a long way. Number seven, I Am Serious. No real knock from me, just probably the price. I think she's short enough, given this isn't obviously the grand final and Chris Waller first up, generally obviously they improve and she'll be better throughout the preparation, but she's drawn well for James McDonald, so I imagine you're right, Ronnie, she'll be a lot closer to the speed. And number 10, Sabatiano, again, not a lot of between these mares when you go back through the form, it's easy to time in between, but she's generally improved with each prep, which is a big tick, and if she can do that again, she's obviously going to be in the finish. But really competitive race, I'll be going wide in the quaddie for sure. My numbers 9, 5, 7 and 10.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes the 7, I Am Serious, to beat 5, 9 and 4. 7, 5, 9 and 4 in the Millie Fox. The Parramatta Cup is race 8, Glenn.
Yes, and we start with Ouvray here. The People's Horse for the People's Trainer is back at $26. Big Duke at $34, Singing at $34. Red Cardinal with the synthetic hoof filler on both fronts and the blinkers off at $41. Castodon, go back as a gelding at $7. Allergic at $21. Emperor's Way with the winkers on at $9.50. Age of Fire at $14. High Bridge at $8.50. Sam of Doubt, the $3.80 favourite. Tangled at $5. Gresham with the earmuffs pre-race at $5, More Energy at $41, and Joe's Joy out, no deduction. This has got them absolutely stumped here, although this morning Sam of Doubt has been $4.20 to $3.80. It is the most popular runner, but it's seriously a round of drinks. Second pick is Emperor's Way, and it's $9 to $9.50 this morning. Third pick is Castodon, it's $7 unchanged. The other two there's some money for. High Bridge has been $9 to $8.50 this morning, and Tangled has been $4.80 out to $5.
Sam of Doubt's well drawn here, Simon.
Yeah, it looks to get a picnic in front, which can sometimes result in the other way. I think a few connections might do the speed maps and see if they want to press forward, but I think he leads for fun here down in the weights. The only one I thought possibly press forward is Gresham, maybe Singing, but I doubt it. I think Sam of Doubt leads here fairly comfortably for Tim Clark, Ron.
Yeah, on his ear he leads. I had a little question mark on Age of Fire going forward, racing closer, and had little spots on Emperor's Way, Gresham as well. Leave me right out of this race. I'm embarrassed by really tipping Tangled. I give him life at Warwick Farm. Well, here we are. He can't do anything but run well in a race like this. He's well in at the weights. He can compare us to a few others. I just put it down to, that was just a funny race the other day. I thought he was a certainty in that race. It was just left with a complete egg on my face. I just have to give him one more chance, considering what he did first up, considering he's at 1900, third up at home. I don't want to bet, but I have to tip him. 10, Sam of Doubt's going to give a kick. Then we'll find out if he's going to run the distance. Huge watch on Castodon here. First up is a gelding. McDonald, Book, all positive. Gresham's a huge distance risk. One thing I have learnt this morning is I reckon Karen's hot on High Bridge. So he has to go in quaddies. 11, 10, 5
maybe
and 12.
Well,
oh, yeah, I reckon. Yeah. 11, 10, 5, 12.
With Sam of Doubt here, after doing the map, I think leads fairly comfortably. He thought it was a strong performance on speed at Warwick Farm there. He ran good time to win. He ran a new peak. If he repeats that level of performance, I think he's going to be in it for a long way. Now, the one query for me, he's only placed 2 from 8 attempts at Rose Hill. Whether that's all a bit of noise, but some bit of a knock for me. But if he repeats what he did, he should be in the finish. I think the danger is number 5, Castodon, just looking for fresh blood. Returns as a gelding, and the fact James McDonald has been booked for his first up assignment, 1900, obviously will be better over further, but I think he can sprint well fresh, got no guide in the trial, but he's a massive spec today. Number 11, Tangled, did a good job first up, but then now you look back at that form and just have massive query on it, and then he come out and got beat by 7, so the fact he's never missed a money third up, I think he can be forgiving of his second up performance. Got to keep him safe. And number 12, Gresham, well, he never runs a bad race and there's a must for your multiples. But with Sam of Doubt, I think Leeds should be there for a long way. My numbers 10, 5, 11 and 12.
Well, Darren Flindell must have shared a coffee with McAvoy because he's tipping High Bridge on top, number 9, to be 10, 8 and 12. 9, 10, 8 and 12 in the Parramatta Cup, race 8. The last here, Glenn, knocked around by a few scratchings.
Yeah, the Golden Slipper Hospitality here, a benchmark 94 over 1,100 metres. We start with Camdis with a tongue tie on today at $13. Tougher than the rest, back with the Dryden and Collings stable there after having a stint with Chris Waller. It's a $21 chance. From Within, it's running in Melbourne, scratching 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place, came out Thursday. Bandipur, back as a gelding at $5. She Knows at $7.50. All Too Royal at $5.50. Albumin, Jason Collett, the rider there, winkers on, blinkers off, $8.50. Akasaki out Thursday, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Got under 61. Memes at $19. Serene Miss out Friday, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Latin Boy out Saturday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Malahat, blinkers on, $5.50. Junglized, $5, equal favourite with Bandipur. Highland Beat at $16, and scratch the bottom two, no deduction taken there. With all the scratchings here, the most popular runner was actually Renewal. So that most popular runner now becomes Junglized in front of She Knows and All Too Royal, but not overly busy.
Pace here, Simon?
Yeah, it looks to be fairly solid. I think Memes and Junglized look to press forward. All Too Royal obviously looks to come across, and imagine She Knows isn't too far away. And Album, and from that inside draw, imagine he's fairly prominent as well. So it should get a fairly solidly run race.
Yeah, it looks that. 1,100 at Rose Hill, they usually run along, and it's an on-pace track and distance. Look, geez, I'm hoping I'm in front by race 7. I don't want to be negative, but I'll be making a prisoner of it if I'm in front by race 7. These last two races are impossible. 4 Bandipur on top. Look, he's easy trial. 3 of his 5 wins are at this distance. He's got a bit of an awkward draw, but look, I'll leave that to McDonald, who got a good book of rides today. She Knows. She always improves second up. She was on the inside section at Warwick Farm. Whether she needs one more is a question mark. Stable mate of Bandipur, Malahat, hasn't won in ages, but I like the gear change. Blinkers back on, and he's fit third up here. And he'll run well again, Jungle Eyes for sure, with no weight on his back. Just needs to work out this map to suit himself, which he should be able to. Look, he could make a case for a heap of runners here. 4, 5, 13, 14.
Yeah, my focus down in the weights here. I'm with Jungle Eyes. I thought he did a really good job to beat, say, Stella. Admittedly, had the cold sit on her and was too strong late, but ran a new peak there. I like the fact he's been kept fresh, 28 days between the runs, a nice soft trial. Worth noting, he didn't sport the blinkers in the trial, obviously wears them on race day. And I think he gets into a good spot for Corey Brown, who obviously knows him well. So I've got him on top from number 13, Malahat. Put the writing on the wall last start. He gets the blinkers back on here, third up. The draw's a bit tricky, but expect him to be strong late. Number 6, Auto Royal. How can you knock him? He's won his last 3, and he's a fighter. So although this is harder again up in the weights, but he should press forward. I think with the scratchings, a bit easier for him to get across here, and has to be respected. And number 4, Bandipur. Big watch, fresh, certainly on his best form. He's capable and returns as a gelding. And James McDonald is booked, so a few are going to find him. But with Jungle Eyes down in the weights, my number's 14, 13, 6 and 4.
Darren Flindell likes All Too Royal, number 6 to beat 5, 14 and 1. 6, 5, 14 and 1. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, day hinges around race 6, number 4, so taken, Andrew. Another firm into 3:30. I think she'll continue to trend that way. I think a lot are going to find her today.
Race 6, number 4. Enjoy the day, mate.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Dinopoulos, your best stuff?
Race 7, number 7. I Am Serious, the best, Andrew.
Race 7, number 7. Good on you, mate. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Yeah, exciting day. Looking forward to it.
It will be. Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos. Just give us the price here, Glenn, of To Sort. As we finish our preview, we've got 10 seconds.
Yeah, 195 still, Andrew. 480 for Eddie and 6 McLaren.
Okay, so $1.95 To Sort as we finish our preview hour of Rose Hill. Stay with Sky right through the day. What a day of racing ahead.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the very best in thoroughbred racing every weekend. Next week we'll feature a dual-pronged attack of country championship qualifiers. Golden Saturday and Muchie Sunday. Full coverage on Sky Sports Radio.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Last year's crop of 2-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts 6 individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but
Tab's got you covered for the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Place a fixed odds win bet on any qualifier this weekend, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes
SA and WA residents. Tabacab best only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamble's help 1-800-858-858.
Warrawee needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever paced. Warrawee needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
When it's time to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can get you on your way. OnDeck Group are the small business loan specialists with over $10 billion US dollars already lent to 80,000 small businesses globally. OnDeck say yes to small business. The application can be completed in minutes, approved in hours, and you could have the funds in your account as early as the next business day. So if it's time to grow your small business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle, raising funds for charities and local sporting clubs. There are thousands of prizes to be won, all while supporting a good cause. Tickets just $10 at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCOU/2086.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock. So much happening around the state today. Down at Albury, we've got the next round of the country championship qualifiers. Begins at 5:35 at Albury this afternoon. Steve Scommard, the track manager at Gosford, has just let me know the weather has cleared. The sun is out right now. The track is still a heavy 8. They've had 18 mils since 4 o'clock and 26 in total, but the sun is out right now, so that's the good news that the weather has cleared at Gosford. We move now to Caulfield, and it's Blue Diamond Day. A fine afternoon coming up, a good 4, and the rail at 3 metres. Race 1, takeout number 11. Race 2, number 5. The third takeout, number 7. Race 4, 4, 11 and 12. Race 5, takeout 2 Tin Hat, which is possibly on the way to Hong Kong, and 4 Spin, 2 and 4 out of the 5th. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, 1 Shoals, 7 Ashlaw, 8 Kimono and 22 Vane Stream, 1, 7, 8 and 22, and race 9 is clear. And some riders here just in case. Race 7, number 5, gamekeeper is Damien Thornton, D. Thornton, and then in the Oakley Plate, Race 8, number 20, Bell Sonic, is Ben Thompson. 8:20, Ben Thompson. And 8:21, Usain Bowler, is Patrick Maloney, P. Maloney. Couple of replacements there, or jockeys that we required in the Oakley Plate with those bottom emergencies. Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Andrew Bensley, good morning to you.
And it's always exciting when you get the good group together for a Blue Diamond.
Yeah, the whole day is a fantastic day, Andrew. Three Group 1, stakes racing all day, all distances covered. It's one of the really good meetings of the whole year in Victoria, I think. Goes under the radar a bit.
Yeah, it does. Talking with Jason Kerr, an afternoon of clear weather, and the rail 3 metres today, just out from the true.
Just moved it off that true patch from a couple of weeks ago, and now I'll defer to someone else to get a weather report rather than Jason Kerr.
All right, well, let's go to him. Mark Hutter, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. Not much to report this morning. A bit fresh outside. We'll get to a better day. And I heard them say the wind will blow the same way as it did last time when it was very hard to make ground there a couple of weeks ago. I did hear somebody say that this morning, Dean, didn't they?
Yes, it did. Yes. And it was an unusual wind too because it was behind them down the side there.
Yeah, that was what Jace said to us earlier, that the wind, that one bend, isn't it, the Oakley Plate Blue Diamond, that the wind's right on their back until they straighten, do you?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Munsey's with us. The only reason why I know Glenn's with us is that all the banging of the cutlery behind us, it's a regular on a Saturday. If it's not the builders, Munz, it's the better half putting all the cutlery away. Denise?
Yes, and she's getting ready. She's coming to the races today, so she has to get ready early, Andrew. She won't be coming with me, but she'll be going with Ashley a little bit later on. She's,
sounds good.
She'll be keen to watch her galloper go round in Darwin, of course, in the first race.
Yes, the high profile. What time's race one at Darwin?
I think you'll find, Andrew, it slots in after an Eagle Farm race. Round about.
What's the name of it?
Making the Grade, Andrew.
Making the grade,
looking to go back to back today after winning recently. Got beat as favourite as an odds on chance a couple of times in a row. Got the money the other day as a $6 chance. $3.24. He's $1.65 today, making the grade.
A lot of
carries the Winks colours, of course, and she didn't want to disgrace him by when he won the other day, so she had to win last Saturday.
All right. We'll watch for that at 3.24 this afternoon. All right, let's get cracking. First at Caulfield here, the Mornington Cup prelude. Does the winner still... it's the Mornington Cup, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not the prelude.
Yeah.
All right, what's happening in the first?
Yes, we've got Jamay here. The toppy is a $5.50 chance. The favourite is Secunderabad at $2. Then we go to Midterm, $8.50. Call Me Handsome at $6.50. I'm a Princess at $6. Amrella at $126. Tarquin, $21. Magna Pal at $19. Mr. Clarify, $81. Dawn Raid, $61. And Khartoum is a scratching. One of the better back runners on the program here, Secunderabad, went up $2.80, was $2.10 on Thursday, $2 yesterday. So he's been a hard $2 chance all the way through for 24 hours or so. Five times the amount of money on what Jamay has had. It's been $6.50 to $5.50. And then third pick is I'm a Princess, who's gone $5.50 out to $6 so far this morning.
The favourite way here, Dean, or something else?
No, favourite way for me, Andrew. I think this horse has come up really well. Secunderabad, he looks better than he did last preparation. His two runs have been terrific. I think out to the 2,000, he's well suited. Surprised they've announced Midterm's going to be ridden a bit more quietly. I thought from barrier one he'd use the gate, but they've got a very good record in the race, the Masterton Lodge team in this race. They usually produce them fresh. I think Holmesman last year and a couple of others in recent years as well. Jarmay, probably a better horse at Flemington, but this race drops away pretty quickly. I've actually put in Old Timer and Magna Pal, whose second up run was okay. I put him in next best, but I would think Secunderabad should be winning here. 2, 3, 1, and 8.
I'm just going to go the other way. I'm going to go the toppy here, number one, Jarmay, who I think it will get the great ride it needs. From where it is, it'll fall down to the fence behind Midterm and probably Amrella. That's exactly the spot it needs to be. You can just see it creeping through, getting a beautiful run. Zara rides the horse perfectly. And even though the trainer said it's underdone, I just think it's going to come into the race at the right time, will run well. Secunderabad can certainly win. Got a tricky little gate. It doesn't want to get stuck three wide around Caulfield, or that could cause some problems. Number three, Midterm, I think, is the only other winning chance. I'm with Dean. I'm surprised they're taking a sit on it. And fourth pick, number five, I'm a Princess. Two runs back have been pretty good. Just doesn't have much tactical speed. Seems to give them a start and run on. One from two, then three and five.
Matt Hill calming all the action at Caulfield for Sky Sports Radio. He likes the 2 to beat 4, 1 and 3 in the first. 2, 4, 1 and 3. Race 2, it's over the 1,800 metres, the Autumn Classic. Glenn?
Yeah, we start with Arameo here, who's a $3.50 favourite. It's Stablemate, Cosatot at $6.50. Declares Wars at $6. Secret Blaze at $23. Roz's Reward is out. DeGrammy, $81. Twin Spear, $26. Longclaw, $16. Global Exchange at $10. Florida Dream at $13. Boomstock at $19. Legenda, $151. Lunar Flame, a $4 chance. And a Mannequin is at $41. Most popular runner here is Lunar Flame. As much as $8.50 the other day, even this morning, and in fact in the last 30 to 60 seconds, has been $4.20 into $4. Most popular runner there in overtaken Arameo as the most popular runner, and third pick is Cossatot.
How do you see it, Mark?
I see it as a fantastic race to be on the fence, and I'm going to tip number two, Cossatot, who I think is hard and fit. It was probably never going to lose in Tassie. I think from gate one, Willow will push up. I think he'll sit on the back of Lunar Flare, who I've got down as the leader. And I just think Lunar Flare will give a great kick and be hard to beat. And I can just see Cossatot trailing through. It'll be very strong at the 1,800 metres. I just think the way the race is going to be run, or how I think it will be run, it's a terrific each-way chance to beat 13 Lunar Flare. I can certainly understand the support for this horse. Gee, the blinkers went on, and you wouldn't know it was the same horse at Moonee Valley. It was embarrassing what it did to them there. I think if they lead here, dictate, it'll just let down and be awfully hard to run down. I think the value runner is number 10, Florida Dream. It's getting better as the races get longer. It probably should have nearly won at Sandown. Jay Mott can find a spot near the fence and track through. And I put number one, Aramayo, in for fourth. I thought it was okay first up. It jumps to 1,800 metres, gets the blinkers on. Just not sure it's going to be fit enough to win. We'll see today. I'll go 2, 13, 10 and 1.
I'm going to go with Aramayo. I just thought it was a pretty fast race first up, and I thought he did enough. I think blinkers going straight on, second up, intent. I'm leaning his way from 13, Luna Flair. I think she could have won any of her three runs, and finally the blinkers went on and she walked in last start, and I think she, you know, on pace, I think that's the key to her, just letting her roll. Good rider for her in Luke Nolan. Declares War, I thought, did enough first up in a race that was never going to suit him. He's a lot better placed here. And Twin Spears got an awkward draw. That'd be a worry, but he, I thought he was okay winning last start, and he should have won the start before. It's always a hard race to assess these horses coming off maidens and restricted grades, but I'm leaning to Aramayo. 1, 13, 3 and 7.
Matt Hill likes the 1 Aramayo as well to beat 3, 14 and 10. 1, 3, 14 and 10 in race 2. Race 3 for the mares here, the Mannerism over the 1400. What price I am a star this morning?
$3.70, Andrew. Not favourite, though. Favourite is the 2, Spanish Reef. It's $3.50. Prussian Vixen's at 81. Jamaica Rain, preferring to run in Melbourne rather than at Rose Hill. It's a $5.50 chance. Think Blur at 21. Teleplay at 10. Sabatiano Scratch running at Rose Hill. Nantali, $4.80. Payroll, 21. Tiffany's Lass at 51. And Sue Prey is a $14 chance. Well, about 2.5 times the amount of money on I Am A Star than there is on Spanish Reef. And they're a very, very long way ahead of Jamaican Rain.
Is there much between them in your thoughts, Dean?
Tricky little race, Andrew. I really liked the recent trial of number 4, Jamaican Rain. I think she's come up well. She's probably better on softer ground, but I can see her being probably 1-1 here, maybe with a bit of luck. And I think she can run really well. I'm a Star is probably going to have to do a bit of work from the draw, but she did enough first up and she can run well. Spanish Reef was underdone first up. I thought she was a good each-way chance. She's got in very short, I thought, but she's a legitimate chance. And maybe Nantali, who does have to get cover early or she can over-race. She's got race fitness on her side next best, but slightly need a Jamaican Rain without any great conviction. 4-1, 2-8.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with a horse that I probably trust the most out of these mares, and that's number 8, Nantali, for me. It does need cover. It's got an awkward gait. It's got Jamaican Rain inside it who rolls forward. So hopefully here D-Lane can come across, get in fourth or fifth with some cover to beat number 2, Spanish Reef. Spanish Reef was good first up off the back of a fair trial. It was wide first up and fought on well. Number 4, Jamaican Rain. Trialed fantastic. It's got a good hope. And 1, I Am A Star. It was okay first up. It's got an awkward gate to overcome here. I'll go 8, 2, 4 and 1.
Matt Hill goes 2, Spanish Reef to beat 4, 1 and 8. 2, 4, 1 and 8. But, gee, that has been, Dean, I'll bring you in with Munsey. That's been a little bit of a move for Spanish Reef. It's getting in pretty tight now. What price was it, Glenn?
Now, 3.50. Andrew, it's actually got out this morning, 3.40 out to 3.50.
Okay.
First market's, that was an all-in market, I think you'll find.
Right,
there
okay.
Is no,
but even $6 at the...
See, the Sabatiano scratching... See, Sabatiano went up 3.60 favourite. I'm A Star and Spanish Reef went up 5.50 each of two. After the scratchings, I'm A Star went up 3.90. Spanish Reef went up 3.50. I'm A Star's gone 3.90 to 3.70. Spanish Reef's gone 3.50, 3.40, 3.50.
Okay. All right. Explained there what's happening in the Mannerism at this stage. The Angus Arm and Asco is race 4.
Yeah, we start with Fatou here at $6.50. Angelic Ruler is a $3.10 favourite. Kafila at 5. Yankee Eyes is out. News Girl, well, Jeff Duray had it in about 3,000 races. It's running here. It's an $8.50 chance. Queen Ladiva at 6. Metronome at 23. Yulong Meteor 11. Street Icon at 9. Zubo at 15. And Scratch the bottom two. Angelic Ruler, the best supported runner here. Even this morning, 3.20 into 3.10. It's got double the investment on News Girl. And it's only slightly ahead of Kafila.
I was obviously in Albury for that show on Thursday, and I was ringing Jeff Duray, Glenn, and I think he was getting himself confused. He didn't know which way to go at that stage, but he's gone here.
I think he'd forgotten which races it was actually in. He had it in that many.
Yes. He didn't know whether to take it onto the championships or what to do, but he comes here. How do you see them, Arm and Asco here, Mark?
Well, Hoss, the race has changed a little bit with the scratchings. There's some heat come out of the race, but I'm going to back numbers 3 and 10. I'll go 3, Kofila, who's trialled up well, trialled alongside Kulasa, who's come out and won. Just hope it can slot in from that gate. With the pressure out of the race, Newsgirl should find the front pretty comfortably. I just hope there's a spot for Kofila to slot in. If that's the case, get a track into the race, I think it'll be very strong. Same with number 10, Zubo. I like this horse. It had no idea what was going on first up. It wobbled around the bend. It didn't know where it was. And then finished the race off well. Fitter for that, a little bit sharper. It'll be very strong at the end of 1,400 metres. Two Angelic Ruler. It's got no early speed. It'll be back. It'll be ducking and diving and running on strongly. And one for two, who was certainly good enough first up and gets a good run just behind the speed. I'll go 3, 10, 2 and 1.
Yeah, I got the same four numbers. I'm going with Quafilla also. I thought she trialled up well. She had a mixed spring, but I think she's come up well. A few of those Hayes fillies through the spring didn't quite hit the mark, and yet they've come back well. Kulasa and Spanish Whisper last night, and I think Quafilla's probably another one that can run really well here. Angelic Ruler is a very smart filly. I don't like the gear change to a synthetic hoof filler first time, but respect her talent. Agree with Mark. Zubo presented magnificently at Caulfield 2 weeks ago, but just got it totally wrong. But still ran the best 400 and 200 of the race in running down the track. So once she got it together, she actually hit the line well. So 1,400 is going to suit. And for two, she ran well first up. She'll get a good run. Next best, 3, 2, 10 and 1.
Matt Hill going totally another way. He's gone Queen La Diva, number 6, to beat 5, 2 and 7. 6, 5, 2 and 7 for Matt in the Angus Armanasco. We get to the Zetative here at Caulfield, race 5. Only a small field of 5 here now.
Yeah, with the scratchings there. So we start with Zusane as a $1.45 chance. Tin Hat is out. Irukandji at 23. Spin is out. Poised to Strike, $5.50. Yulong January, $6.50. And Terbium is a $7.50 chance. Well, even with Tin Hat in the race, Zusane had three times the amount of money on it. So with Tin Hat out, it is Zusane, 10 times the amount of money than is what I got on Terbium. Terbium actually this morning, 8 into $7.50.
Okay, for Philip Stokes. Does the favourite just win here, Dean?
Oh, he might, Andrew. I couldn't take that sort of price. He's got the best, you know, he's got the best form. Obviously, he's a very good horse. I'd like to see him just win a bit more, but maybe today's the day where he increases that strike rate. He's got a lot on the handicap ratings and everything. Everything points to him winning. I just couldn't take the short price. Maybe the play is through the multiples with Terbium, who I think is a really good horse. Even though he's only coming through the restricted grades, I just love the way he can quicken down, and he'll be strong here. Poised to Strike with the blinkers on. Yulong January did a good job in his first preparation, but I'll be probably playing the 1 and 7 Quinella if I was having a bet here, Andrew. 1, 7, 5, 6.
He should win, Zusane. It's got the best form. It trialled terrific. It gets a run not far off the top here and should be in the position to come out and be too good for them. I put number 5, Poised to Strike, in with the blinkers on going forward. Might hang on for the Quinella. 7, Terbium. Up in grade, but doing everything right. Really promising horse. And number 6, Yulong January, who gets that cheap little run from the draw in front or behind the leader. It's certainly a place chance also. One should win from 5, 7 and 6.
And Matt Hill likes it as well, Zusane, to beat 1, 5, 7 and 3. 1, 5, 7 and 3. And Dean, with Philip Stokes, did I hear it or read it the other day? He's still going to maintain the Adelaide base?
Not sure, Andrew.
I think I read it or somewhere that he's still not as big as what it was because he's got that Pakenham base now.
He's
but
put a massive investment into Pakenham and bought a farm right near it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be good for Adelaide Racing to have him still there with some runners, but I might chat with him this week coming up. Race 6 is the Yulong Futurity as we get into the big Group 1 races now, Glenn.
Yes, and we start with Hartnell as a $17 chance. Le Romaine is at $10. Brave Smash at $7. Redkirk Warrior, $13. Malaguera, $71. Material Man at $15. Land of Plenty at $7. Best of Days at $12. Manuel is at $21. Magic Consul at $81. Elise, $2.50 favourite. And Ring-a-ding-ding is at $23. Well, she's the most popular runner, Elise, but this morning has been 230 out to 250, and even today is 40% of the investment so far this morning. But 230 out to 250, five times the amount of money than what's got on Best of Days, whose second pick, third pick, is Brave Smash.
Is he getting out, or she is getting out to a price that you could back at a 250 mark?
Oh, I don't know, Hoss. Look, it's my top pick. I think it's going to be giving them a big start. Depending how hard Manuel goes, it won't be that easy to get into the back. But just the turn of foot, just needs to track into the race, come to the outside. And I think the Sydney Wait for Age form is the best form here. So we'll go with Elise to win to beat number one, Hartnell. Gee, I think he's big odds. I thought he was good first up on that really wet track. He got out-sprinted, but he was good through the line. I think if Dwayne can get a spot, fourth or fifth, somewhere there on the outside with cover, the horse will run well. Number two, Le Romain, just never runs badly. It'll, you would imagine, roll forward from that wide gate first up. And Seven Land of Plenty, I think, is the best one out of the Caulfield race. It was a terrific run there. Going to get back, give them a start, but be running on strongly. I'll go 11, 1, 2 and 7.
Yeah, I'm with Elise as well. I just think... since she had that, she didn't race in the spring after that bleeding attack, but obviously she's come back really well and just hits this race at the right time. I think it's been great placement. I think Land of Plenty, as Mark said, best run out of the race at Caulfield, and happy to think that he might be second best here. I'm giving a little chance to Redkirk Warrior. He's been wide draws his two runs this time in. They've been very passive rides. I think from three, surely they'll be proactive today. Put him in the race, and I think he can run well. And Le Romain comes across, I think he'll be prominent and give a good sight. But yeah, I'm with Elise, 11, 7, 4, and 2.
And so too is race caller Matt Hill. He's with the 11 Elise to beat 7, 8 and 9. 11, 7, 8 and 9. Will be interesting, Glenn, to, if they cuddle it up a little bit, Elise, with its price.
Well, you know, they've given it a push this morning, Andrew, and just trying to look, you know, they've given a few a trim, like Hartnell 18 to 17, Le Romain 950 to 10, Bray Smash 650 to 7, Redkirk Warrior 12 to 13, Malaguera 51 to 71, Material Man 14 to 13, Land of Plenty 650 to 7, Best of Days 12 steady, Manuel 19 to 21, Magic Console 71 to 81, Elise 230 to 250, and Ring a Ding Ding 18 to 23. So what they've done there, they've pushed a bit of percentage out of the race as well.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, let's look at the next of the group ones. They're probably the feature group one worth $1.5 million, the Blue Diamond.
Yes, and we start with I Am Immortal. Here is a $9.50 chance. Hawker Hurricane at 14, Free of Debt at 23. Shotmaker, good luck, Mark, $18. Gamekeeper, 126. Catch Me at $9.50. Liar is a $5.50 chance. Vinakunkar at 8. Bella Rosa at 26. Loving Gabby at 6.50. A Theory at 8. Lankin Star at 34. Brooklyn Hustle at 12, and Andrassy Avenue, good luck to all the Tabcorp people there, a $13 chance. Now, this is the market since we went final field on Tuesday, I think it was. Very, very little separating here. Loving Gabby, and she's a dramatic drifter. She's 450 to 650 since the draw and the final field, but she's the most popular runner since that point. Catch Me's been second pick, 10 to 9 back to 950. Third pick is I'm Immortal, who's been 8 all the way to 10 back to 950. The best firm, though, or one of them, is the bottom one here on Andrassy Avenue, 18 into as short as 12 back to 13. But as you could well imagine, a very, very good betting race.
And Dean, you think this filly that's a part owned by a group from Tabcorp as well as others can win the race?
I do, Andrew. I think Andrassy Avenue's got a great chance here. I thought she trialled well before her first run, had to go a long way back and ran well. Again, last start, didn't draw great, but just rounded them up and won. I like she's on a relatively quick backup. I like that she's well drawn. I think she's got a fantastic chance of winning the Blue Diamond, Andrassy Avenue, to beat Seven Liar. She's just done very little wrong. She should have won on debut. She's won her next two. She just lands in a great spot for Luke Curry, who's riding in great form. I think a theory off a quieter ride will improve. I thought, just looking at her in the yard, she was open to improvement that day at Caulfield, and I just think with a bit quieter ride, she's a chance, and Loving Gabby's a really good filly. She'll have to round them up. But she was very good on debut. But I think Andrassy Avenue will give a great sight here. 14, 7, 11 and 10.
Yeah, I'm with number 11, Theory. I think that debut win was outstanding, ridden quietly. And then punch forward the other day, gave Liar the card up, did a terrific job to hang on for third. It should be absolutely peaking for this race. Got the awkward gate to overcome. Even if they do ride it quietly, it still needs a touch of luck to get some cover. To beat number 10, Loving Gabby, That was an outstanding win. She had no idea what she was doing back inside. She had the horse laying on her from the 500 to the 400. She was one more check off being gone. She couldn't win at the 400. And two strides later, the race was over. I think I like the barrier draw. She can get back, follow a Theory or Shotmaker or one of those horses into the race and just come sweeping down the outside. Seven Liar has done absolutely nothing wrong, will be strong at the trip. And Two Hawker Hurricane, with the blinkers on, getting a nice run behind them. He'll need the gaps to open, but he'll be running on strongly. 11, 10, 7 and 2.
Matt Hill in the Blue Diamond likes number 10, Loving Gabby, to beat 7, 13 and 4. 10, 7, 13 and 4. And, boys, we often talk about how horses get names, but I love the story around Loving Gabby. A tribute, really, to Gabrielle Harris, who lost her life to ovarian cancer, but touched so many. And Phoenix Thoroughbred's lawyer, Teresa Starr, had a friendship with Gabs, and ultimately they've named this filly in honour of Gabriella Harris. And, Dean, I'm not too sure whether you knew that, but it's a lovely touch, because these days naming a horse can be extremely hard, but they think of Gabby when this filly's going to be running today.
Yeah, I didn't know that story, Andrew, but they've named her well, and I'm sure she'll do them proud today, because she is a very good filly.
Yeah, for sure. Race 8, the last of the Group 1s, the famous Oakley Plate.
Yeah, Scratch Shoals, so Vidora becomes the toppie here at $13. Nature Strip, the $2.30 favourite. Fell Swoop at $34, Bonds Away at $19. Sprite, and good luck to another, Sky Racing employee, Tommy White, in the family and the ownership there of Sprite. Jeez, we've got some people own some horses in this organisation.
You're paying them too much, that's what we're doing.
Please. I've got to run mine in Darwin, can't afford to run it anywhere else. It's an $11 chance, Sprite. I think Tommy's in Noosa. Ashlaw and Kimono are both out. Booker is at 16. Eduardo's at 8. Elikazuma at 23. From Within, 71. Furyk, 71. I'll Have a Bit at 21. Sensei, 61. Then we've got Steel Frost at 34. And that's Sally Snow's team, I think you'll find, in Steel Frost. Encryption at 19. Charges at 23. Then we've got Crown Witness at 101. Belsonic at 41. Usain Bowler at 34. And there is no more runners here, or are no more runners there. Nature Strip easily the best supported runner, but this morning gone 2.15 out to 2.30. That's it's a savage twist out. Second pick is Eduardo with less than half the amount of money that what's gone on Nature Strip, once again, since the final field come out. And third pick is only just Sprite in front of Vidora.
Mark, how do you see the Oakley Plate?
I like number 10, Eduardo. Andrew, I think it's a beauty. This horse got 52 kilos. You can't trial any better. It draws wide, but that's no issue. Inside it, probably Fell Swoop, From Within, Nature Strip are the ones going forward. Eduardo will be there somewhere. I think he'll put paid to the barrier very quickly. He can sustain pressure, speed. He races well at Caulfield. I think he's got a great hope each way to beat number 3, Nature Strip. Look, he was not brilliant away last time, but they just gifted him the lead, and from there he blew them away. If he's a bit touchy away here, I think they'll cross him, and it'll be a different race. He might win, but I couldn't take the short odds. Number 11, Alakazoom, going to be buried inside. If they go berserk, he'll be running on strongly. And fourth pick, number 17, Encryption, who I thought ran well first up. Going to be back having to duck and dive, but going to be strong late. I like 10 from 3, 11 and 17.
Yeah, I'm the same exact though. I like Eduardo. I think trial was magnificent. He's one of very few horses when I think Nature Strip puts on the mid-race pressure. He'll absorb that no problems. He showed that in the spring. I think with the lightweight, his ability at Caulfield, and I think he'll just come across, and I think he can win. Nature Strip's the danger. That ability to run a long mid-race just puts him in the elite category, and then he's got to hold on late. I think 18 Charges got a chance, because that was a really high-pressure win when he won on Cox Plate Day, and 50 kilos, probably landing third or fourth behind them. I think he can run very well. And 9, Booker, who ran well in this race last year. I thought she trialled up pretty well recently. Didn't really come up in the spring, never looked right, but she seems to have come back quite well, maybe next best. But, yeah, I'm with Eduardo each way, 10, 3, 18 and 9.
And for Matt Hill, he goes Nature Strip number 3 to beat 6, 2 and 11. 3, 6, 2 and 11 in the Oakley Plate. The last, the Peter Young over the 1800.
Ambitious here at $34. Ace High at 14. Trap for Fools also at 14. Ventura Storm at 41. Harlem at 21. D'Argento at $5.50. The Taj Mahal at 17. Avilius, the $2.10 favourite. Knight's Watch at $4.40. Shillelagh at 19. And High Am is a $34 chance. Best supported runner here, 230 or maybe even 240, all the way in to 210. Although this morning, two out to 210. So once again, just finding a little bit of percentage there. The biggest turn on the board, 2 to 210. 3%, I think you'll find. Second pick in a long way away is Knight's Watch and then Shillelagh.
How do you see it, Dean?
Andrew, I think Avilius will win. He's just got a great ability to win races. He's only two defeats, the Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup. He was great. First up was a magnificent ride by Kieran McAvoy, and that'll be the little challenge for Hugh Bowman to get off the rail at the right time. But what this horse has got is that change-up speed that he seems to be able to make his own luck when he needs it, and I'm with him to beat D'Argento. If he stayed to the rail, he'd have gone really close in the all stakes, but he found trouble in the straight, and it was a case of what might have been. Seven, the Taj Mahal. He's a genuine weight for age horse. He'll run well fresh. And maybe nine, Knight's Watch. He can't turn the tables, I wouldn't think, on Avilius from their first up run, but he'll be competitive again. Eight, six, seven, and nine.
Yeah, I think it's the best for the day, Avilius. It was a good win first up. You can just see exactly the same thing happening again. It just might handle Caulfield better than its main danger, number six, D'Argento. He's had a couple of goes here. Hasn't been absolutely perfect around the track, but if you go back to the Cox Plate where D'Argento led for some reason, there's not much between them. Down to number nine, Knight's Watch, ran well last time but can't beat Avilius, and three, Trap for Fools, who was good first up. It was one paced. If it finds the front, it's getting fitter, it'll take running down, but I think eight's the standout for the day, 8693.
And for Matt Hill, it's 6 D'Argento on top to beat 8, 9 and 11. 6, 8, 9 and 11 for Matt in the last. Mark, how are you going to play it?
Post the best for the day. The last has to be patient until 5.30. Race 9, number 8, Avilius. And I thought Eduardo each way, race 8, number 10.
Race 8, number 10. And good luck with the team with Shotmaker. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, for you.
Andrew, first and last for me, race 1, number 2, Secunderabad, and race 9, number 8, Avilius, and obviously my best value is Andrassy Avenue in the Blue Diamond, race 7, number 14.
Yeah, Matty Jenkins and them have just got off the plane, they've been listening to the app and they're texting through, we hope Dino's right, good luck to them, the TAB crew with ownership in Andrassy Avenue. Dean, we've got a big day at Albury, down on the border with the country championship qualifier to be run at 5.35. You got a thought at Albury?
Oh, I just had a bit of a look, Andrew, and I thought there was a bit of value in the qualifier with a horse called Balala. I thought it trialled pretty well recently, so I'll be having a little something on Balala in race 8, number 2. Comes off a trial behind a horse called Vindazur, who's very short to win at race 2 for Mitch Beer, so probably you'll see it win race 2, and whilst Balala's in a lot stronger race, thought it trialled really well.
Yeah, but $8.50 chance Palala. It's gone 8 to 10 back to 8.50, and Vendezur in race number 2 has been at best $2.50, open 2 this morning, now $1.70 chance. Yeah. Best supported runner on the program, and Mitch Beard did tip it up big time
when
he spoke to you during the week, Andrew. And he'll be celebrating with a Pepsi Max when it wins.
He will. Hey, by the way, we've run really well to time, and I don't want to waste time here, but I will say, I was surprised when I interviewed Mitch Beer on Thursday morning at Albury, Dean, that his father was Les, or is Les.
Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I used to see him going around the races with Les all the time,
yeah.
Mitch. So, yeah, no.
His dad was draft beer.
Yes, Les's dad was draft beer. But Les rode Weekend Hustler and all that Did he ride him in a couple of races?
No, he didn't ride him in races. No. He rode him in exhibition gallops, but he rode him every gallop. And he was a very good country jockey in his own right in the probably mid-90s. He had a really good run there for quite a few years.
Yeah, no, he's making a fist of it there, Mitch. He said, I was training 20 at Mornington and I've got 42 here. So he's enjoying his time. All right, so Balala in the country championship qualifier, 5.35. It's unbeaten first up. It's 4 from 4 first up, and part owned by Jeff Miller, who is John Miller's father. Used to be the chairman of the Albury Racing Club. He's still on the committee there.
They'll be pretty keen to qualify today, then.
They will be. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Dean. Enjoy today, mate.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester. We'll hear from him right through the day. Just a couple of jockey challenges there, Glenn.
Yeah, we'll stick at Caulfield for Oakley Plate and Blue Diamond Day. Damien Lane, 3.20 favourite over Craig Williams at 4. Huey Bowman's at 5. Mark Zara's at 6. Luke Nolan at 6.50. Ben Mellum and Johnny Allen, the other riders there. At Rosehill Gardens for Silver Slipper and Millie Fox Day. Kieran McAvoy, 1.90 favourite over James McDonald at 3.30. Timmy Clark's at 6. Tommy Berry's at 7. The other riders are Blake Shin, Sam Clipperton and Corey Brown. We've got Gosford today. Keegan Latham, the $3 favourite there over the Guymanator. I said yesterday on Twitter how well Sean Guymer's riding at the moment. Another double yesterday at Canberra. $3.80 for the Guymanator. Christian Reith at $5.50. Any other jockey, 7. Travis Wolfgram, Digger McClellan, Michaela Weir and Jess Taylor. Eagle Farm, Jeff Lloyd favourite over Ronnie Stewart and Brad Stewart. Robbie Fradd there, and at Albury, Blake McDougall on his home track now, 125 favourite over Simon Miller there at 750. And Sky Thoroughbred Central today will be showing you Rosehill, Gosford, Albury and Eagle Farm. So four meetings for coverage today on a very, very busy day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. If you could see the amount of papers I've got on my desk here, Andrew, and the amount of form, I'll need a semi-trailer to get there.
You'll be right. Denise will just pack you up and put you out.
She does that most times, but she's got to remember I'm going to work.
All right. Good luck. Have a good day.
And good luck with the horses tonight.
No, good on you, mate. Glenn Munsey there from TAB. A break, and then we'll look at Eagle Farm.
It's a huge night on Sky Sports Radio with high-quality racing on two fronts. In greyhound racing, it's the Bulleye Gold Cup, while in harness, the best three-year-olds will clash at Menangle. All the late mail and action tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Summer always seems to go fast, just like Ford's play clearance. Right now at your participating Ford dealer, you can get great deals on escape models. See Ford.com.au for terms. Barara Waters Ferry is out of action. It's had a breakdown this morning. At Strathfield, a car breakdown on Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street has taken out a lane northbound. North Ryde, another car breakdown on Delhi Road near Epping Road. That's impacting the eastbound trip. And around International Airport, pretty heavy now on Mars Street and Airport Drive. Rock on with the Amarok V6 Core Auto from $49,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Laurie Daly and Terry Kennedy are the Big Sports Breakfast. With everything that's happening in NRL, football and international sports, plus plenty of opinions. The Big Sports Breakfast, back Monday morning from 5.30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3, to be held at K-Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Savabeel, I'm Invincible and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Noel. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K-Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 a.m. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call 0246 480998.
AFL 333244.
The Provincial Championships commence tomorrow at Hawkesbury.
Just before we look at Eagle Farm, a note from the stewards. Race 7, number 14, Insensata at Rose Hill. As no suitable rider is available to ride at the weight, Stewards have permitted Adam Hieronymus to ride the mare at 54.5 kilos, half a kilo over its declared weight. So race 7, number 14, Insensata, is Adam Hieronymus, and he'll ride half a kilo over at 54.5. Now to Eagle Farm. Fine day there. Good for Penno 4.3. Bernadette Cooper, come on in.
Good morning, Ben. Nice to be joining you on what is a rather glorious day here today. So I think that the Weather Bureau was very ambitious, kind of like tipping a 100-to-1 winner or 100-to-1 pop, maybe, thinking a cyclone was going to come to Brisbane. But anyway, it didn't eventuate like the 100-to-1 pop.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, and I heard it earlier driving into the studio that it may have just tempered off a little bit. So let's hope that's the case.
Pretty much fizzled out, I think.
Righto. Let's launch in here. The first race, two-year-old Ray of Dreams, number two, the favourite for Chris Lees at $1.75 at Tab over Less Rack, number three, at $3.90.
Yeah, it's probably hard to tip past the favourite here, I think. They rode her a lot closer last time out, and she actually did quite a bit of work to get up into that second posse early in that race as well. She beat Big Boy Roy on that occasion. Leshrag was in the race and Sizzling Babe was in the race. So they've got to improve a number of lengths to be beating her here today. And, you know, small field. I know she draws one from the outside, but I think they'll kick her along again. She'll take up a good spot. So I'm tipping her outside of her. I think Sizzling Babe might be able to turn the tails perhaps on Leshrak. She was behind him and just wasn't able to improve in the race when they really wanted to. So she's got barrier one here today, which will help her. Leshrak then for third, and I'm putting in Kim Alicia for fourth. So 2, 6, 3, 4.
Race number two, a class two, and number 12, Bell Rock here in an open race with Tab $5 at the moment. Nine, Saunjar at $5.50, and then it's out to 16, Keep Your Roses at $8.
Yeah, I'm going pretty wide here. It's a class two plate, which we don't usually have on a Saturday. Obviously out of season, they've just thrown in this one as well. But I'm tipping Beat the Beast, but it was more when I was looking at probably him getting a wet track. But just the same, I think he can perform well on a good surface here today. And I think, you know, I don't think this track by hunting won't be too hard. He's a lightly racehorse in the Natalie McCall stable, and he ran second behind Hal Fucci, which was a leader-dominated race first up from a spell. So he was back last on the turn, and he finished off that race really well. So I think stepping to 1,300 on a big track, a nice plus for him. Outside of him, I'm going to tip Saunder, who certainly doesn't win out of turn. She's probably got a little bit of work to do from the draw. Ringy Spring, I know up in a bit of grade here, but Lockwood's team's flying at the moment, and the three, Bazina, from its good draw. So 2, 9, 13, and 3, and what's a bit of a lottery.
Righto. Race three, an open handicap over the 1,400. Desley Forster's got the favourite. Three, Malvern Estate at 3.20. One, Dreams of Plenty at 4.40, along with number seven, Brains, and Oink is there at $5.
I like Galadero here. I thought he was really good first up from a spell. He had trialled up really nice. Divine Dice won that race, and it was a leader-dominated race, so he was he was last, actually, on straightening and doing his best work late. So I think this is 1,300, is a 1,400 rather, is a terrific distance for this horse, and he's 1 second up as well. So I'm with Veladero. Melbourne Estate's definitely the horse to beat. Brains obviously dropped massively in weight here today, and maybe it was just the weight and the fact that he bounced a little bit close to the lead the other day, and that was just where he lobbed straight away in the run. But hopefully today he's a better chaser, so hopefully he can be a pair or two further back. And Dreams of Plenty was good when wide last start, so 8, 3, 7, 1.
And at the moment, Valadero for the Wallace stable is at $6.50 with Tab. Race 4, Tony Gollan's got the favourite, Deodora, number 13, at $3.10. Number 2, Fighting Tio at $5.50. And 11, Perfect Witness, stablemate to the favourite, it's at $7.
Yeah, I've got those three in, but I'm going to tip Cormac on top here. His third run from a spell from the Wallace stable up to a trip that he's really, really good at. Comes off the back of his run at Canterbury, where he's beaten about three lengths. He just had too much work to do, so hopefully stepping up a trip, he's a little bit closer in the run here today. When he won over the mile and a half race, he's actually up running second and third, but it was a very small field. And when he won at Warwick Farm, he probably was a little bit worse than midfield. So Jaw was nice enough to take up a, you know, a nice midfield spot here today and not give them too much start. Outside of him, I think the 13, obviously the favourite, Teodora, new to the Golan stable, ex-Weird Galloper, has got good form, winner at Caulfield 2 starts ago. 11, Perfect Witness, found the line beautifully last time out, and 2, Fighting Tio, well back to the coast last time out and up to a trip to suit today. So 5, 13, 11, and 2.
And Cormac at the moment, $7.50 with Tab. Race 5 at Eagle Farm, number 7, Capital Connection, the favourite at $2.40, over 12, Maserati at $5.50, and the mechanic for David Van Dyke, number 2, it's currently at $7.
Yeah, I like the favourite here, Capital Connection. He's really grown into a nice horse, and there's lots of speed in this race, obviously being a 5-furlong race, so he draws that lovely inside draw. He might be 2, he might be 3 pairs back, the fence, but he's going to spend absolutely nothing the first half of the race here. So it's just a matter of Jeff Lloyd sort of winding him up coming to the turn. He probably got back a little further than I expected first up in that no matchup win. But meeting Mr. Taylor was pretty much scooting along in that race. So, again, gets a nice run here. So, yeah, with the favourite, outside of that, I'm going to put Burrard in, just because he gets plenty of favours from the inside draw. Barrier 1 will be worth a lot to him. The mechanic, just I liked his last run at the Sunshine Coast over the 1,000 behind Burrard. He was a little bit slow out, which probably didn't help him, but Eagle Farm will suit him. I just don't know where he's going to lob, really, from that draw. It's a little bit tricky, and the 12 Maserati gets a nice, well, he'll have to actually go forward from his draw. So 7, 3, 2 and 12.
Race number 6, a 3-year-old handicap, and Dawson Diva here, number 4, is the favourite at $3.40, drawn positively in 2. That's not the case with Boomtown Lass. It's drawn 13, its second pick at $6, and Tatsy, number 9, a $9 chance at the moment at Tab.
Yeah, so there's a couple that'll go forward here, so I think the speed will be okay. I think Alpine Dance is one of them, and he's got good stamina once he gets up to a mile, so I didn't mind his return behind McEwen. I think that was a fairly hot sort of a three-year-old race. And the other day behind Boomtown Lass, he was just outgunned over the 13.50. He just couldn't, when the sprint went on, he couldn't pull them back. But I think now that he steps the mile, he should race somewhere on the speed. And third up from a spell, he looks ready to go. So Alpine Dance on top. Dawson Diva obviously got, well, she was well back at the Sunshine Coast. I feel as though she got a lot of favours. I mean, if Barefoot had got the run she had had, I think Barefoot would have beat her. But still, she's drawn 3 today and going to get a beautiful run in transit. Boomtown Lass, plenty of work to do from the draw. And Fat Max, well, she, Boomtown Lass beat him a lip, I think, last time they met. So 1, 4, 3 and 12.
And Alpine Dancer, $13.420 right now with Tab. You're finding a bit of value today if they can get into some each-way money?
Well, it'd be nice. I had a nice day on Wednesday with a bit of value, so I'd like to continue it, Ben.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Race 7, the Class 6 Plate, 12 Reckless Choice, the favourite at $3.90 over Hallelujah Boy, number 9, at $4.40.
I like Reeling. I thought he was super the other day, and this has all showed a lot of promise as a three-year-old. He's not won for about 230-odd days. That was his fourth run in the other day behind Blue Book. Now, I think Blue Book would be fairly short in this sort of a race. And, I actually saw him won the other day, and I think David did too, but he just was bobbed out there on the line. So definitely ready. Eagle Farm's this horse's track, and now that he's hitting his straps, I think it's a good time to get on this horse, really, at a nice price. So outside of him, Deep Image will go forward and look to lead and control this race, I would imagine. Reckless Choice, obviously a convincing winner in a Class 3 last time out. I think there is more depth to this race, though. And the 6, Le Juge, is flying at the moment and gets that good run from the draw again. So 11, 8, 12 and 6.
There's another one, Reeling at $13.350 for Matt Dunn at this stage at Tab. The second last, Race 8, Bacharach Baby, number 11, $3.60 in favourite. Number 10, Manea at 5, and River Racer, number 13, it's also at $5, along with number 14, Skate to Paris.
I like the favourite here. Obviously, you've got to be pretty talented to win 5 races straight anywhere. And then she went to the Flight Stakes and ran 5th behind the hood. So beaten less than a length. Her form is absolutely faultless. She's trialled up super at the Sunshine Coast. She draws well enough here. She's got no weight on her back, so she should just bounce into a lovely spot. And Fast should rise here to the top, I think. So 11 to beat 14 to get to Paris. She's just absolutely flying at the moment. Just draws the outside barrier today, but look, she's got 50. I don't know, we're only going to ride 52.5 kilos, but we'll see when we get there. But a very lightweight on her back. Cool Vinnie, I thought, could run a bit of a race here today. I know he pulled up lame last time out, but they wouldn't make this trip if he wasn't A-OK. And then Scalopine has been trialling up super, so he's got to be in the mix as well. So 11, 14, 3 and 8.
And the last at Eagle Farm, number 16, Francisca's the favourite at $3, over 13, Crystal Amour at $5.50.
Yeah, I like Francisca. I thought her first up run was super over 1,200 metres, and she just sort of had earmarked me for next time out. And obviously, most people have found her, so it's no surprise there. But the big thing for her today is stepping out to 1,400. She had a chance to win there over the 6 furlongs, but she just didn't have the same sprint. But once she sort of hit that flat spot at about the 300, she rallied again inside the 100. So it's all about the trip for her today, and 1,400's ideal. Coral Bay is racing super this preparation. Pressway was a flop last time out. It was good first up, just looked like he needed the run, and he draws two today. So nice, easy time for him the first half of this race. I'm throwing in Spring Creek. This horse is a roughie, and it's come down from Rocky, but and draws the car park. I just threw this horse in for value, and I kept it in my quaddie. It's won its last 4 starts. I don't know where they're going to go from the draw here today, but she's got no weight on the back, and she's flying. So 15, 2, 8, and 16.
15, 2, 8, and 16. What's the best bet?
Yeah, I like Zaladero around the $6 mark. I can't remember what race that was in. Oh, no.
Race 3. Race 3.
3-8.
3-8 it is. Race 3, number 8, Valadero. A couple of those can get home. We'll be buying some takeaway Chinese. If not, it'll be Bernie's cooking tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Good on you. Thanks, Bernie. Good on you. Bernadette Cooper joining us there with her thoughts for Eagle Farm. Let's turn to our main provincial program at Gosford. As we told you about 9 o'clock, the weather has cleared there. It's still a heavy 8. They've had 18 mil since 4 this morning and 26 in total. But the good news, Gary Harley, is from Steve Scollard about 9 o'clock, the sun was out.
Yeah, that's good. But, Andrew, no one will be complaining about the rain, of course, and no matter where it is in the country at the moment. Amazing thing. They had 39 mils at Cessnock 2 mornings ago. I'm 20 minutes away. I've got about 5. Some parts of Tamworth got 25 2 days ago, and the track got nothing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Just it is amazing.
Simply hit and miss.
Yeah, it is, mate.
Yeah. All right, well, let's help our listeners into this card. The first race at 1:05. Shaman, number 5, the favourite at 160 over Mickey J at 5:50.
Only a moderate feel, Andrew, and only 6 runners. Shaman looks a winner. Run third at Canterbury behind Aaliyah, who goes pretty good last start. One of Wallace. Got beat 3 lengths. Missed the kick. Got back worse than midfield, but chased pretty good. Placed at Wyong and Warwick Farm over 16 and 1,400. Back before Christmas. That form should be too good for these. Number 6, Azania, which ran second the other day at Crindy. The winner's pretty good, Normality, but that was only 1,600. Got to go 2,100 today, but looks like it'll get it. 3, Mickey J, and 4, Filet. 5, 6, 3, 4.
5, 6, 3, and 4 in the first. Race 2 of Fillies and Mares Class 1. Number 3, Time and Again for Chris Lee's the favourite. Only just, though, $2.70 over Daycore for Godolphin, number 2 at $2.80, and then Better Take Cover at $4.
Yeah, nothing between the two favourites. I went for Daycore. Run second at Canterbury last start beyond Spiritual Pursuit. One of Jason Calls that goes good. I'll beat about 3 lengths. That is 10. But I don't know whether any of these in this race could have done any better. He's only had the 3 starts for a win and a second. One of the Godolphin team, it'll run well. Time and again, well, after a good win at Newcastle and a second to Canunga at Gosford, Chris sent her to the Sunshine Coast. She got beat about 2 lengths there. She tried her heart out. She'll run well, no doubt about that. Been placed on a soft track. And Daycore, it's been placed on a heavy track. so I'm not worried about the going with them. One better than cover for Gwenda. Got, you know, soft end, heavy track form. Run second at Kembla recently, beaten 1.8 at every chance. And number four, Dakar, 2-3-1-4.
Race three, a class two at Goulburn, and number two, Fastnet Cyclone. It's the favourite at 2.80, 3-0 too hard at 4.40, and also at 4.40, Gary, number five, Joe's Joy, who was a scratching in the Parramatta Cup but didn't get a start there.
I think Nothing Too Hard can atone here today. He ran a terrific second at Scone first up, and then he very impressive winning a mile race at Newcastle. Last start at Newcastle, he ran last as favourite. But what happened? He was three wide, no cover. And the saddle slipped at the 1400. And Chad Lever had to let him rip. And, he had too tough a run and he tired. This is a horse that Paul Perry sent to Melbourne for the Derby in his three-year-old year. He's won on a soft and run 2 seconds on soft. He'll eat up the 1900. He can run a mile and a quarter easily. So I think today he can win. Number two, Fastnet Cyclone, for Gary Neal. This horse won well at Kembla. Then he ran second there the other day. Placed a couple of times on a heavy track. I think you'll find he'll be very hard to beat. Six sharp speed out. Knocking on the door for Damien Lane. And number four, I arrive. 3-2, 6-4.
3-2, 6-4 in race number three. Race four at Gosford, and with Tab here, we have number six, High DeLago, for Dave Atkins, the favourite at 3.10. Only just though, over Godolphin's Toppy Cloak at 3.20, and also there, number three, Air Wing at 3.30. So only 20 cents between numbers 6, 1, and 3.
He's a pretty smart horse, Hill DeLago. He scratched him yesterday at David Atkins at Scone. He's well up to winning a provincial race like this, and David must be very confident he'll handle a wet track. He's never been on one in races. Otherwise, he normally scratches them if he don't think he's not confident they'll handle it. He's a jumping runner. He's got terrific speed. He beat a smart field Lifetime Quest, who went to Gosford and won after that, and Materiality, who won after that at Scone, and then at Tamworth the other day. He missed a kick a bit. He wanted to hang. But, gee, he'll jump and run here from the outside alley, McClellan, aboard. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Cloak, placed in a group race, the Newcastle Spring Stakes, 1600 back in September. Hasn't run since getting beaten in the Connoisseur, the listed at Flemington. Finished down the track in November. Had a recent trial, just cruised down the outside. Very quiet trial. I'm tipping that James has got him ready to go. Kosciuszko, Jerry Harvey's horse at Pat Webster trains. Oh, gee, it was impressive. Winning a 900-metre maiden at Newcastle, coming from midfield on a soft track. That's only run recently. Very, very good chance. The number three, Air Wing. It went really good. Some big players in this horse. Johnny Muir, Wolf Mueller, Paul Perry. By Reduce, and its win at Newcastle the other day was a beauty. Terrific race. 6-1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, plenty of hopes there. 6-1, 2, yeah. And 3 in the fourth. Race 5, first leg of the Gosford Quaddy. Number 4, Renalot's the favourite at 2.15 over Chicken and... Well, how do they pronounce it? Chicken and Salad?
Chicken
Salad.
Chicken
Salad. Yeah. Number 1, it's at $3.90.
Andrew, on his last run, or her last run, this filly ran a lot. She'd be hard to beat here. It was a soft track at Kembla. She got back midfield and hit the line hard, hit the front inside the 200 and just kept going to win by a length and a quarter. I thought she was pretty good there in her second race start. Mitchell Bell, a rider from a good barrier. Chicken Salad, won at Kembla and then run fourth there to Lionhead in a good race. Snaps run second. That is very, very good form. Hasn't been on a wet track. Two Diamond Star Halo for Gay and Adrian, better known as a stayer. At first up here, nice and fresh, has been placed on heavy. And number three, Matakanui. The other day at Newcastle, he went through the barrier and galloped around the track, and he was a late scratching. you probably need another runner too, but he'll win a race one day. 4, 1, 2, and 3.
To race number 6, a maiden over the 1,200. Cappermore, number 6, the favourite at this stage for Jason Coyle at 2.30. Eskimo Commander, number 1, is at 2.90.
Jason's got two chances here, but I like Cappermore. Tell you what, she's been a bit costly. Now, she's had 11 starts for 7 placings without winning. One run on a wet track. She runs second on a soft at, well, I don't know where it was because it was a long way back. A long time back. She's had two trials recently. She's first up. She was never off a bit. The Jason Collett last trial, he gave her a very easy trial. And her form last time in included a good third at Newcastle, the unlucky Helmet, who goes well, and a second at Kembla. I think she can get the money. Eskimo Commander for Teresa Badeup's got a chance. A couple of Tari placings. And then it runs second at Hawkesbury on the soft track the other day. Battled on well. Jason Coyle's other rider, the other horse, Adonis Victorious, won a trial recently at Warwick Farm. Gee, I thought it went good. Sonny had the one run back in August, and number 7 best of the other. 6, 1, 2, and 7.
6, 1, 2, and 7 there. The second last race, 7. Richard Friedman's got the shorty of the day. Chilled Rose, number 7, at $1.55, ahead of Arzu, number 6, at $3.50.
Absolute special, Chilled Rose. She's a very, very fast filly. And Richard gave her a run at Newcastle in May, and she got beat less than half a length by an absolute flyer, a horse called King, trained by the Snowdens. Gave her a spell, and she came back at Newcastle the other day. I thought she was a good thing. She was $1.50 and a 900 on a soft track, and she got nailed right on the line by Kosciuszko, who Pat Webster's got a big opinion of. Airwing run third, and Airwing come out and bowled in at Newcastle next start. She hits the ground, Andrew, and she runs. Now, I've got to apologise there, because I made her the best bet, and that was before the second and third favourite was stretched in the race. So I certainly won't be making her a